Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
So yes, the Kickstarter launched. It is January 31st. You're listening to this. Who knows when? It is running from January 31st to February 21st at 11 p.m. EST. We're going to...
2023.
We're going to finish it up on the live stream on that Tuesday.
Yes.
There's tons of great tiers, stretch goals, and frickin' add-ons. Twitch, there's no stretch goals now.
We gotta work on them.
We didn't know if we'd get funded.
Yeah, we weren't sure. Like, what was gonna happen?
We didn't think we would get funded in like 34 minutes.
We thought we had time.
Don't forget all the threat goals.
Yeah.
Yes. And shrink goals. If we go back to 3,000, we'll do this. The one thing you can do, well, you can't kill an NPC, that's gone. But as of recording, you can spend way, 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 way too much money and kill one of the player characters again.
Mm-hmm.
It's $7,777. I know what you're saying. That's so much more than last time. And you're right.
Yes.
And
yeah, it's worth more now.
It's worth more now because the podcast is over 100 times the size. That math, it's not as bad. That being said, we didn't want you to do it last time.
That's the thing. This is really... What amount of money would make us feel okay about one of our characters dying? And that's the amount that we came up with.
And then we added $7,000 to it.
But yeah, we also did it because we thought it was funny.
It is funny.
Yeah.
But we have awesome stickers. Bridget Cannell did the art. It's of, if you've seen on the Twitter, us talking about it. It's all of the player characters' faces, just kind of looking cool.
And it's not just stickers. There's also enamel pins.
Mm-hmm. They look like they were made for enamel
they
pins.
They look really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Truly.
There's like bundle prices for the stickers and pins because, again, there's 18 of them. And it is a little insane when you're like, well, how much would it be if everyone bought individually? Like, it'd be like, well, that is like $250
yeah, it's
of
a lot.
Pins. Like, all right, let's charge $150 for all 18. That's still a lot of money.
Right.
But it's a big savings from, you know, the other price.
If you're just straight up buying them.
Hey, you out there don't love us or don't have the money or just forget? Not a big deal. You'll get a benefit from this Kickstarter. It's already funded. So the live episodes will be in the Canon feed. It's just that the Kickstarter backers at the $10 level and above get the extended versions of the Canon episodes along with Nika's very special DM game.
Wild. It's going to be fun. I can't wait.
We're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
And we're going to make some really funny shit.
Yeah.
I just know it.
We have to.
We
are contractually obligated.
It'd be funny if we didn't. And
wow, everything we made sucks.
And the thing that's like kind of fun about this is like the more money we get, the more money we can put into like fun and stupid ideas.
Because
we didn't really want to make it a situation where it's like, oh, we have this huge vision, right? And this vision requires $38,000.
Yeah.
We didn't want to do that. We were like, let's make sure we can get Michael here and have decent enough audio. And then from there, the community will decide how much higher we'll get. But that being said, you know, we want to make money too because it's a lot of our jobs and it takes up a goddamn a lot of time. So we deserve to make money off of it.
Yeah.
So Die Bravely 69 in the chat said, Bachman should get Bananas Foster tattooed over my stretch marks.
Yes. That's so good. Okay, if we hit a certain tier, we're all... Every single one of us will get Bananas Foster's tattooed on our balls.
Yes.
Okay. Nika, get them on your balls.
Wait a minute.
I'm not getting Banana Foster faces over my nipples if boobs count
why
as
not?
Balls.
That's, we
why
all
not?
Agree that boobs are the balls.
Nipples, the balls of the girl.
The balls of the girl.
All right. Fudge, let's do this, I guess. We have to play D&D now somehow.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
There is still a green mist coming off of Oh, are you Screech now?
I thought I left and I came back as Squirrel Man.
Because you left and came back as Screech. Then you came back as the Squirrel Man.
Oh my god, this is so...
Yeah.
Someone please kill Screech.
There's a lot of exit stage left and stage right happening.
Can I be an X-Ward? I want to be an X-Ward.
I'm Apocalypse.
Oh my god, I want to be an X-Men. I will kill myself.
I knight Rourke as my ward and then immediately expel you.
No!
What's my power?
You get power. And actually, go ahead and click the level up button, too.
Whoa.
But she's kicking back and appears to be reading a newspaper.
Doesn't seem like Ratma.
And you note along the top, it says Farhold Trumpeter. And it also says the Tuxbucks are taking the capital by storm. Hello? It's me, Wally Bone Braids.
What if you gave me all the spare bones in your body and I gave you this super special sausage roll?
He leaves, and then you hear... And he comes back and he hands you a finger.
I heal him for six.
Are you...
Oh!
Magic?
If I tell you... I will kill you. You can't tell anyone. Give me your extra bones in the cemetery, not from your body. Give me your cemetery bones.
I come back tomorrow morning and I'll have so many bones for you.
I'm gonna trust you. Here's the sausage roll. It has Ratma's fingernail in it. Toenail, I'm so sorry.
And then he just gobbles it all down really fast. And then he goes...
I run right back to the goblin pit.
Luther does as he goes back. He's like, the jokester's not around.
Wait, do we know he's a kidnapper?
He kidnapped
he
you!
He kidnapped you.
These look like clown tracks to me.
Do you head into the cave?
I cast light on a rock, and I throw the rock 100 feet into the cave.
And you hear, ow!
Are there any vegetation growing out of the walls? If there are, I look at it and I poke it to see if it spits anything out at us, like acid. Pew, pew.
Roll. So I'm assuming you're at like the mouth
roll poke.
Of the cave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would have just done a quick perception check, but yeah, check for traps, but I like that. Yeah, let's go.
Roll. I think you're investigating.
Am I?
Yeah.
I rolled a 5 plus a 2, so a 7.
You do not notice any spring flowers growing out of the walls.
Okay.
Michael, I'm going to do a perception check for any traps. Thank you!
Pretty sure that's an investigation.
It's up to you, but when I Googled it, that's what I'm doing. If you want to punish me for not investigating, I'm just doing a quick perception check, which in my opinion feels like the right roll. But you're the DM, and I don't know what this clown cave does.
And what would you imagine you would use an investigation for?
That's like finding clues. That's like finding a hidden, under this rock, there's a thing.
I will say that perhaps the way I was using it was more investigative because I wasn't just perceiving the wall. I was like poking specifically on things on the wall. Whereas if you were just looking in general for traps, like you could make a look.
Yeah.
Which sentence makes more sense? I'm investigating for traps or I'm percepting for traps?
I'm looking for traps.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you'd say you're looking for traps.
Michael, I do this every single time, but it perception is like the most often used. Mm. But again, I don't know clown traps. So,
who knows what's going on there?
Mm-hmm. If you want to punish me for doing a perception check, that's fair. Because, again, I don't know what a clown cave is. But I got a 21 perception.
Okay, you hear deeper in the cave, you hear maniacal laughter.
Because generally, when you're walking through the dungeon, you're not stopping and looking at every square. Mm. You're just being aware with your eyeballs.
Okay, and that's what you're doing. You're not, like, searching for traps.
Correct. It's not a... Do any traps jump out?
No.
Hell yeah. Michael, I want a stealth. I'm clicking the stealth button.
Okay, roll stealth. Jesus Christ.
We really want to roll dice tonight, Michael.
28.
You think you're maybe hidden.
And now I want to investigate the laughter.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's 17 plus 7, it's 24 to investigate the laughter, Michael. But I want to sneak. I want to be stealth.
See, here's that. I think you use perception.
Guys, two of us are sick and
no, because everyone can hear the laughter. I'm going to find it. I'm investigating the laughter. Everyone else is perceiving it.
Okay.
I guess if you're listening to the laughter loud, like long investigation's slow, perception's fast, right?
Yeah.
Let's say that, right?
Yeah,
Okay.
And since I'm stealthed, I can take my time.
You're like, give me 3 minutes to listen. I'm like, all right.
And again, he's beholder to it right now, so I assume he's.
Oh, yeah, I got the ears. I got the floppy ears.
Yeah, he can hear, and he's like,
hey, real quick, gang. Those aren't. That's a costume. The ears probably cover his ears. How does Batman hear?
This is Tim talking, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't do anything because I don't feel like Sling can help very much as far as investigation.
Yeah, further down, you can hear further down in this strange cave. This mountain is riddled with caves.
Yeah, there are a lot of caves here. Who's been digging holes around?
Al-Qaeda.
Do I hear any klaxons or like, you know, like Wurlitzers or any slide whistles?
Do you hear a pipe organ playing?
Yeah.
Pie-tins.
Hurdy-gurdy?
Pie-tins being filled with whipped cream.
Yeah, do we hear any pie slop noises, Michael?
Yeah.
What's the pie slop portion?
Is someone slopping their pie or are they jacking off, though?
That's why I'm investigating.
We're getting sued by the clown union. So, but yeah, Beholder Doodle is investigating with their great stealth role.
Yeah.
He has stealthily investigated and found the jokester, who is currently putting whipped cream into pie shells.
Ugh, more like the Jackster, right?
I don't care for that. None of that humor in my home, please. I'm gonna... Jennifer's already making a cross stitch about it.
What?
So Screech, or sorry, Beholder Doodle, you up ahead see the jokester.
But he doesn't see me.
But he doesn't see you because you're stealth.
And I forget, like, we don't have reason to kill this dude, right? Not yet?
Thank you for asking.
He kidnapped me.
He kidnapped someone, but that's not, you know, that's not punishable.
I think because he was so into killing someone, and he's not one of your wards.
Yeah, because the wards were like, he won't leave. And we're like, we'll make...
He's gonna kill somebody.
Yeah,
like we'll make him leave. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I believe that's the case.
I feel like the Junctor's tried to set up shop in this cave so that he can do weird shit out here.
Yeah, we're not too sure what the Jokester's deal is, but we definitely don't want them around.
Yeah.
Not in my neighborhood.
Yeah, get these clowns out here. Yeah,
we're NIMBYing this clown.
Since I am stealth, I want to speak to the clown in a language that he would understand. I want to give him a wet willy.
Wow. Okay.
So that's a clown move, right?
That is clownish. Go ahead and roll.
Maybe it's performance. Maybe it's sleight of hand.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, sleight of hand for sure, Michael. For sure.
Slide. Okay.
7 plus is 13.
Well, did you roll with advantage because you are stealth?
That's true. That's a good idea. That'll do it. That is a 24.
Good roll.
His ears would be so wet. It's so wet for you.
Describe yourself giving the Jokester a wet willy.
Just really, like, the whole time. It takes me a while to get over there because I've been sneaking. Mm-hmm. But the whole time I'm just getting the pinky. I do the little finger. Mm-hmm. Because then you really get the eardrum.
Yeah, you can get more depth that way.
Right. You know, you're, like, sucking on the pinky really hard to, like, get, like, that weird viscous saliva.
No, you don't want to suck too hard because you're going to suck all the slop off. You need to suck, like, loosely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really work it up.
Not quite blow, but kind of, like, gag
you
it.
You need to, like, roll some saliva off your tongue.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I've been like dehydrating myself for this moment so I can get the right consistency.
Oh, it's really viscous, huh?
Yeah, it's a slimy situation. It's like whatever the consistency of like what's inside of like fruit gushers.
Oh, that's good.
I don't like our show anymore.
we've definitely just lost a few listeners.
We should never launch a Kickstarter while we're streaming.
Yeah, no, that was kind of our bad. We got too jazzed and now we're too weird.
as I've been describing this, I've been changing my description as the number goes up or down. I'm like, oh, they like it. Oh,
yeah,
no,
we
no,
just
no,
lost
no.
$1,000. Yeah.
They hated that.
Well, they really like this ear stuff. Holy shit. Okay.
All right. Got some ear freaks out there.
And then the fucking Jokester takes his big ass clown shoes off and puts his feet in the pie crust. Ooh. And each of his little toesies are covered in whipped cream.
Yeah. The whipped cream squishes up in between each toe.
Yeah. Ooh, each little clown toe.
And I lick it.
Yeah. So did you describe the wet willy?
I can do it again.
I know you talked a lot about the saliva, but none of the actual action.
A wet willy is 99% preparation, Michael.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not a wet willy expert, so yeah. I'm not going to pretend like I understand.
That would be very okay. Can we just like for a second? Imagine you're the Jokester in your little cave, and then suddenly you just feel something wet in your ear.
He'd probably come. He's a freak.
Yeah, he probably likes it.
But like, so how does the finger go into the ear? Like, you got to say that part.
Yeah, I feel like, am I gonna unleash a demon if I actually say it?
Say it. Slow it down.
How many knuckles?
Say it three times in a row. The finger goes into the ear, Michael.
How deep?
How big? Well, a roll for the ear hole size.
How deep are his ears?
I don't like this anymore.
15.
Your ears do get bigger deep. When you're horny.
Yeah, his ears are 15 deep.
Yeah.
15 knuckles.
15 yeah. knuckles.
15 knuckles, that's how many I have on
Jesus.
This pinky.
Jesus.
My pinky like goes up and it kind of curls around like
I don't like
it's
it.
It's very fucked up.
Butterfly tongue ass pinky, get out of here.
All right, you have stunned the Jokester with your wet willy.
Face down, ear up.
He is momentarily stunned. What do you do?
Does he are any of his like clown noisemakers around?
Roll perception.
Yeah, this see. Now we're getting it. Oh, no. Oh, no. Only 11 this time, folks. To see if there's a klaxon around or some shit. I don't know.
What the fuck's a klaxon? Isn't a klaxon like...
It's that old-timey car horn. Like a...
Oh, I thought that was like...
Are you sure it's not more of an ooga, ooga?
Yeah, there's a... You see a horn with a, it's got a you know, the like a horn, and it goes and curls around, and then there's like a little squeezy ball at the end. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like a honky horn.
Waka waka.
You know, one of those guys.
Yeah. And this is where I think it would be performance, because, you know, I'm trying to get on his level. So I definitely, you know, grab the klaxon, do a little clown dance, some little shaving and haircut.
It's not a klaxon.
I, at this point, I think Beholder Doodle doesn't know that clowns can speak English or speak common.
No, it's English.
They only speak clown language.
This is like, what, my sixth roll before anyone else has done anything?
You snuck ahead. We did stuff.
Yeah, that's true. 16.
All right, well, what are you trying to communicate to him?
I want him to feel comfortable with me. It's very much like a dog whisperer type thing that I got going on.
And it starts with a wet willy.
Yeah.
He's a clown.
He's a clown. I'm a joker. I'm joking. I'm beginning to feel like you don't really understand clowns, Michael.
I might not. All right, so you are trying to make him feel comfortable. And I rolled a one, so I guess you've given him a wet willy.
And the klaxon.
And honked a klaxon at him.
And we cut back to the mouth of the cave. You think we should go in after them, Rourke? Or I don't see any traps, and you didn't find any plants.
Honestly, I feel like we could just go home, but...
Yeah, that's actually a good point. I hear them, they're honking each other off in there, so...
I don't know. What those.
He'll scream if he wants us, right? I don't know.
I think so. I mean... I don't know what those city folk normally do, but I'm sure they'll give us a holler if they get too far in jerking it.
Let's go try to find some cool sticks.
Yeah, I love sticks.
Perception check.
If you're looking for a specific stick, it's investigation.
That's fair. I like that.
I just want to do a general look around and see how many... see if there are sticks in the area and just go grab the first one that I see.
She's going to do a third different type of looking.
Yeah.
Like an insight.
Like it's like, yeah, I want to sense the motive of these fucking sticks.
That's a 25 for me for finding cool sticks.
You find a very cool stick.
Well, this is a sick stick. I can't even break this bitch. And I keep trying like really hard.
I got an 18.
You find not as cool stick. There's like one thing wrong with it.
I get a little too reckless, and I strike her stick with my really rad stick.
And it breaks. My stick breaks.
Like, your stick's bitch made. Oh, I didn't actually mean to break it. I'm sorry. But I'm not giving you...
No, that's okay, because now I have two sticks, and I take two sticks, and then I rapidly attack him.
Oh, nice.
And I assume that... Okay, if you guys are at the mouth of the cave, that means the Sully is just, like, in the cave, mostly alone, because she's not...
I thought we were all in the mouth of the cave, yeah. And then... Beholder Doodle went ahead and didn't tell us what to do, and now we're hearing all sorts of wet insertion noises.
I think that's pretty much what's happening.
I throw a big stick at you.
Me? So Celine just like not actually. I imagine it just hit Celine.
I'm just fuck! Rourke, don't throw sticks at her.
Why did you do that?
Fight us, Celine, or else you shall perish. And then Rourke comes up and does the same. Attack at Celine.
So, Beholder Doodle, you honk it and it goes awooga wooga.
Don't forget the clown dance.
And you do a clown dance?
Yeah, I said it in passing.
Okay.
It's part of the klaxon thing.
You know the way of the clown!
Yeah, I've been benefactor to many a clown.
Really?
But surely you know this cave is no circus tent.
No, this is a clown cave. And it always has been. Would you like some pie?
Is this a thing where it's like, it would be like between clowns, it would be rude to refuse the pie?
I think you're going to have to roll to know that.
Okay, what do I roll? What's the clown stat?
History.
Yeah, clown history.
Or nature.
Natural one. I'm gonna guess that with that natural one, I'm gonna probably say that I don't know what clowns use pies for.
Zip.
Like you
and I think I'm just being offered dessert. Yes, please. I'd love some pie.
Ooh, why don't you take in the aroma of this pie? Doesn't it smell delicious?
It kind of looks like it's just a pie crust with shaving cream in it, but okay. Yeah, I'm sniffing. But I'm doing like the dog sniff. The like.
You get one sniff of menthol before the whole pie goes in your face. And it was shaving cream.
Oh my god. You.
His jokes are just dancing around gleefully.
Bachman, you should kill Screech right now and display the jokester now.
I see that you do know the way of the clown if you know the proper greeting. Well met, clown friend.
And you as well. What's your name?
I am the jokester.
I don't know why I thought you'd have, like, another name.
You never reveal your true name, because then they could do clown magic on you.
Yes, have to keep it secret.
That's true. Why have you set up in this clown cave?
Well, you chased me here, and it just called to me. Don't you feel the clown energy within here?
I mean, naturally, of course, anybody could feel the clown energy in here, but, tell me, wouldn't you be happier?
I prefer Jester, I've decided.
Like, you're a jester, or you prefer
a jester? Yes, I'm a jester.
Is this a name change or a profession
I've
change?
I've always been it's like, I can't find... Yes, I'm a jester now. But you can still call me Jokester. Jokester the Jester.
Yeah, Michael, you can just like stop DMing any other NPCs. This is fine.
I'm really hoping this is one of the two that dies.
No, he has to live forever.
I'm gonna find a way to make the jokester my ward. Yeah. So, you're a jester now. Would you like to leave? Would you like to go, please?
Go where?
Back with the circus troupe that you came with.
But it seems so nice here.
Oh, no, it sucks. You wouldn't like it here. It's not funny. Nobody knows how to take a joke or make a joke.
Yeah, you're going to have to roll persuasion.
Isn't that a deception? Because everybody knows how to take a joke here.
If you want that to be a deception, you can, but I'm pretty sure it's a persuasion.
They're both the exact same bonus for me, so... 14.
I'll think about it.
Okay. Well, that's all I can do.
So we're cool then?
As long as you're not, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's fine.
The kidnapping was just following orders.
Yeah, we sorted that out. My big thing is, and this is just one more thing, you're not planning on killing anybody while you're here, are you?
What? No! That wouldn't be funny.
Because that's not funny. It's not funny. No. Are you going to kidnap more people?
No, probably not.
What are you planning on doing in the clown cave? Are you going to stay in the clown cave? Can we just roll a big old clown stone over the front of it and...
He'll come back 3 days later.
I hadn't really thought that far ahead. I'm kind of a seat-of-the-pants kind of jester.
I see.
But, you know, maybe I'll hang here. This place seems pretty cool.
It's not.
Deception.
It's so cool.
16.
All right. I won't stay in here.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Guys!
What's happening outside at this point?
We're still stick fighting. I would like to think that maybe we've gotten Celine to, like, hold the stick and at least, like, pretend to block us.
Yeah, my mage hand is holding a stick and I'm fighting, but, like, very, like, half-heartedly, honestly.
Chuck is stuck in a tree.
How did that happen?
Help.
He's too scared to get down now.
Yeah.
He climbed up and doesn't know how to get down.
I'm like a cow.
And Rourke is just doing those, like, things that kids do where they flail their arms around in circles wildly around the yard.
Guys, I think that, like, he caught the jokester in there. Chuck, can you really not get down?
All right, I can figure it out.
I mean, I can use my mage hand to, I don't know, help steady or
something.
Yeah,
15 pounds.
Yeah, my left hip. I don't think it's going to help. I mean, do you need us to, like,
right,
make a little pile of sticks to jump into?
What? No, I'm going to get down. I can do this.
I assume he falls on his butt. Bonk.
Does he let out a little toot?
Of course he does.
I'm a butt ass. I whip out my mace and I start charging in to the cave.
Celine sees Chuck charging in and she starts kind of running, trotting after him.
Rourke does the same, but with sticks and screaming.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So the first thing I probably see is Beholder Deedle covered in some sort of poison, some sort of white viscous acid. So I would like to crack the jokester about the face.
Oh my gosh!
As hard as I can.
Whoa!
A non-lethal skull cracking.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. The dice know. I critted him.
You did a crit onto him? Maybe this is for the best. I gotta tell y'all, my best plan was to try and satiate the jokester by, like, having him be, like, an opening act for Rourke.
I would be the headliner? I've never been a headliner, even when it's just me. Ratma always puts featuring Ratma after.
She just gets up and, like, talks about shit that's, like, annoying her. She just, like, roasts everybody that's in the bar.
But it's not funny, it's just mean.
No, like, everyone, yeah, people start crying.
I got a 27, and then that is 10 points of non-lethal bludgeoning damage.
Yeah, you come running in, and he's like, hey! And then you bash him right in the face. And he goes down like a sack of potatoes.
I saved you!
I mean, you saved me from an awkward conversation, maybe. He was fine.
I looked down at him like, it doesn't seem fine.
So wait, so was he not trying to, like, sabotage and, like, set up traps?
I don't think he had any clue what he was gonna do. which is dangerous, I'll give you that, but, like, I didn't think we needed to knock the guy out.
I thought you were under attack.
Now, Rourke, you did spend some time with the jokester when he kidnapped you.
Yeah,
so I don't know how you feel about any of this.
He is really rough around the edges, but I think once you crack that hard exterior, he's soft and gooey, just like a round of brie.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Do you have Stockholm syndrome?
Oh, she's Stockholming real bad right now.
He's got the most luscious, overlined lips that curl into.
No, absolutely not.
Shut it down. Grounded.
I hog tie him like the pig he is, throwing over my shoulder. And I just judge the cave so much.
You're judging it?
Yeah, I'm just like, gaudy trash.
I mean, I personally was just really laughing, thinking about the idea of, like, while the jokester is knocked out, just, like, putting him on top of a donkey and, like, sitting it out of town.
Good luck.
So he wakes up on a donkey somewhere else. But then you're going to sacrifice a donkey for that.
No, I want to give it to the circus because it's their fucking problem.
That's true. Take this.
That they brought this freak they found on the side of the road. No, I hate this guy.
To our home.
Yeah, I'm going to bring him back, and no matter what you three rats say, I'm giving him to Luther.
Michael, we probably ought to loot this clown cave, though, right?
I mean, he just ran in here.
There's no clown treasure?
I needed shaving cream.
There's some pie shells and a bunch of cans of shaving cream.
Yeah, well, there was a klaxon, I think we established.
And a klaxon.
I'm taking that.
I do want to check his pockets to see if he has, like, a manifesto or something.
Clown manifesto?
Like a joke manifesto?
Yeah, is this actually just a book of jokes?
You open it and, like, snakes come out.
No!
So you check his pockets?
Yeah.
You put your hand in his pocket, it's full of spiders.
Wait, real spiders or joke spiders?
Real spiders. I might throw this guy in the water. I don't like him. I might hold him under there. I'm being really tested right now.
Do you try one of his other pockets?
Yeah.
You find a handkerchief in his other pocket. It's bright. It's a bright red.
I pull it.
It's tied to another one, which is bright green.
I hand it to Rourke to help.
I keep pulling.
We're all pulling it.
It just keeps going and going and going and going.
What if we use that to
to wrap around him?
To tie him up, exactly.
So in my mind, a ribbon this long in this world would get him executed by the OT so fast.
Magic.
Where did that bunny come from? Kill him.
What?
He is dangerously getting into magician territory.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He does magic with a K.
So you tie him up.
He's been tied up.
But he's tied up again.
He's extra tied
additionally
up. Additionally.
I guess we just take him back to the circus.
Yeah.
Be like, you got to take this guy with you. He's either going to do something that, like, somebody gets killed or a lot of people end up uncomfortable. And either way, we don't want it here.
Yeah, no. This is... We're a good community of nice people.
It's this is me, Luther. I'm not wearing the wig right now, but there is some stubble growing on my head.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not bald. You clearly have enough hair.
It's a disguise, yeah. Not bald. Never call me bald. You guys don't need like a jester or clown or anything here?
No, we got one.
You do?
Real nice one.
Have I seen them?
Nah, you wouldn't have seen him.
Well, I love clowns.
80 gold.
80 gold? Oh, that's too much.
100 screech bucks.
No, 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 no!
100 tusk bucks.
All right, well, when he wakes up, because we're leaving now, so...
You're leaving right now, good, because I was going to tie him to, like, you.
Yeah, I mean, you guys could just, like, throw him in, you know, your cart or whatever.
Hang him from a trapeze.
I don't give a fuck what you do with him.
We will try really hard to not let him escape and come right back here.
No, where are you going to put him? I'm going to tie him up for you.
We're going to bring him back to Farhold.
Yeah, no, where are you going to put him now?
In the wagon?
All right. Take me to the exact spot, and I'll give him a nice tie-in.
He brings you to a covered wagon.
Okay, and I put him, and I tie him against, like, one of those, like, a peg. Maybe a very stereotypical hole in the side of the wagon, because that's where a knot in the tree was.
Yeah.
And I loop it around.
Oh, I'm still unconscious.
Shut the fuck up.
It's a joke, so you're just pretending to be unconscious as a joke.
My final joke.
Silly.
He actually loves everything about this.
You better be careful.
Don't tie me in a diner.
Yeah, he likes it too.
He's like,
he's gonna come.
I took it in the wagon.
I gotta get out of here. Gross.
I have a feeling that we should have killed the jokester.
It's very funny. It's very funny here in the wagon. Come join me.
Luther, Boone, where are you?
Come deal with this guy.
If this dude gets out, I'm gonna find you, buddy. Okay?
Hey, what?
Let me see your hand for a second. And I pluck one of his, like, I assume, very hairy knuckle hairs.
Ow!
You see that? I'll be able to find you. I know a witch.
Magic's illegal!
Yeah, tell her that's the witch.
Oh. Alright, so we won't let him out.
Or else the witch will hear about it.
Alright, definitely gonna not see this guy again.
We see in the background, he's like walking by.
He just like immediately jumps out of the way.
There's a very...
Well, because the thing is, what I was thinking is like, well, he's obviously just gonna like bite through the handkerchiefs with his sharp clown teeth.
Yeah, he made himself the clown version of a hay boy, a cotton candy boy.
Cotton candy boy.
Sharp teeth.
Yeah, obviously clowns have...
Yeah, we all look at the cotton candy boy, which looks like shit. Like, yeah, that's him. That's him, right? I got 86 on my perception. That's the guy.
Yeah, so the caravan sets off.
Yeah, I just don't know if we've seen the last of those guys.
We gotta leave town.
Yeah, let's do it.
Wait, are you being serious? Are we doing this?
When things get weird, we bounce. We should wait till the OT.
Yeah, we have to stick around for that.
Comes for the shipment of Theonite, but, you know, you dumbasses keep talking about your dumb stuff. I want to show you the world. We might as well go east. We saw that paper, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on in the world out there, so, you know, and I assume that the OT won't need me here forever.
And you're also defecting.
Yeah, I might need to think up of a good reason to go with you guys, or for me to
you
be.
You should
out
cut
there.
That collar off.
Well, I don't know if I'm ready to do that quite
now
yet.
Now who's the jokester?
Do you know any people that work for the OT in the East?
I mean,
do you know anyone?
Michael, do you think it's possible that I would know anyone?
Do you know four people?
In the OT out there?
Roll perception.
Roll investigation.
That would be towards where you trained. So.
Tharhold is south?
Southeast.
Oh, it's southeast. Okay. Yeah. That's why it was unclear to me. Is the war stuff happening?
That's a great question.
Tharhold, or is it somewhere else?
I imagined it's the east.
No, yeah. It's the wild lands to the east.
Okay.
Is where the war is.
Are we gonna? I probably shouldn't leave the hook horrors in the mines.
Yeah, we probably need to deal with that. Actually,
all right, we're gonna do that now.
I'm telling you, let's just go flood it real quick.
We talked about that. But it sounds so hard. Let's just go find it.
You know, and honestly, guys, I feel like we've all gotten better at fighting, so I think that we'll be able to just take care of it.
And there's, well, I mean, again, me and Rourke and this weird girl. Took care of one of our own.
Lucy.
So it wasn't that.
Well, yeah, so if we all are together, then.
Lucy shot me in the face, but there's someone else, that weird, like, countess or whatever.
Oh, right. She was cool.
That's right. I mean, yeah, I think we should probably, deal with the hook horrors.
Let's do that, and then by then, the OT will be here, and then. We'll skip town. Well, maybe. By then it might be fine. And we might not want to run away from our problems.
I have to go. But if you ever need me again, just bark at the moon.
What do you mean you have to go? No, we want to go now. Can I do an athletics check to try to tackle him?
Yes.
As he's running away?
Do it.
Sure.
This is a good dice. This is the dice that I wouldn't let you touch before, like 2 years ago.
I guess my stink has worn off of it.
Yeah, finally. Wow. I don't have a high athletics.
I took an athletics proficiency when I leveled up.
Yeah, you're like five different classes that like it. I got a dirty 20 to like grab you. Like, no, we're getting the hook over now. Don't leave away, you little rat.
So you'll have to roll athletics or acrobatics?
Perception? Yeah, I'm gonna roll acrobatics because I would naturally when Beholder Doodle runs away, he runs up.
You could crit fail. That'd be funny. It could happen.
I think if it crit failed, I would have to demask.
I would tackle
there.
You and your face would fall out. Like, wait, that's not
what the fuck?
Wait, I know that dick. That's Screech's dick.
Why is it so tiny and hard?
It's like a tuna can.
A little tuna can. 17.
I win.
Oh.
You get tackled.
I grab you by the scruff of your dog beholder neck. Like, no, to the mines. Now we already rested. We're doing this. I can't keep letting you guys going to dangerous places alone, getting clowns in my town. Okay? I have enough clowns.
I had the clown under control. You punched the clown.
Yeah, and he went sleep. I thought you were under attack, some sort of vicious, like, poison on you. I didn't say I'm sorry.
What are you going to do when that clown comes back? You're going to keep hitting him? Do you think he cares?
Go ahead, do it. He probably loves it.
Do it.
He's a fucking freak.
Michael, I want to drag one of our friends here to the mines.
Oh. Okay. Which one?
Because we took a long rest not that long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
It's like 11:45 right now.
In the morning or PM?
I think in the morning.
I think it is the morning, actually.
Oh, yeah, I really gotta go then.
No. What is with you in the sun? We need you.
Please. He only loves the darkness.
Dogs famously hate the sun.
Why are you here now at all? I don't know what time it is, but
it's. I thought we just said it was 11:45.
It's the morning for some reason. Yeah, so you head towards the mine, and I think we'll probably stop there so that we can maybe quickly talk about our characters leveling up.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes.
Is that a thing we can do?
Yeah.
Well, some of us can do it, sure.
I know, I actually did. I'm okay. Good now.
Well, because no. We talked about it last week, too. So.
But I didn't say what my new spell was.
Yeah, not everybody talked about all their stuff.
I think I talked a little last week about the one ability that I got. Sorry, let me... Because I got a new thing. Oh, yeah. Okay. As I said last week, I got Hound of Ill Omen. So I can spend 3 sorcery points to magically summon a Hound of Ill Omen, which is great for me. And then I got a new 3rd level spell, which is Lightning Bolt. Woo-hoo. And it is very powerful. So Lightning Bolt is a stroke of lightning forming a line 100 feet long and 5 feet wide, blasts out from you in a direction you choose. Each creature in the line must make a dex saving throw, and a creature takes 8d6 lightning damage.
So we're sort of taking Lightning Bolt?
Like,
it's kind of not a big deal to me, actually.
What? But it's, I'm just saying, if you lined up, if I can do it right, then I can get so many bad guys.
What are you guys in? You are fighting the people in line for a BTS concert.
Oh man, I would blast them. But yeah, that's pretty much.
I said it last week, but I got a thing that basically allows when I bond y'all, you can teleport next to one of us that are bonded, and like let's say. One of us has not a lot of HP and they get attacked. One of you can teleport and then take the damage instead. It's called Protective Bond.
I'll never do that.
Yeah, it's a very... I assume it looks like we sprint over and they use the term teleport because it doesn't trigger opportunity attacks and shit like that. You don't stand up, so yeah. I don't know how that will help us due to our current setup, but it's a cool thing. It will definitely be helpful when it comes up.
How's your hit points? I forgot about mine are up to 38 now.
Oh my god.
I feel like my hit points are actually pretty good for being a sorcerer. Because I made my con be decent.
I didn't do too much. I just did Bard. But I did get a new spell. So I got Animate Dead. Which that seems fun.
Wish we could have used it on that clown.
We can.
Since I'm a cleric, I don't learn new spells because I know all spells that are available to me.
It's just how many like you
exactly.
can use.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like once I get 4th level spells, then that's gonna be like, yo motherfuckers, watch out.
I think I got Counter Charm. You can perform during that time. You and any friendly gain advantage on saving throws. Yeah, I think I got Counter Charm. Oh, and I learned Aura of Vitality.
Sick.
Which that does like some health stuff. Healing energy radiates from me in a 30-foot radius. I can use a bonus action to cause one creature to regain 2d6 hit points. Not bad. So a little healing, a little necromancy. I think it's all about a balance.
So true.
Absolutely.
And that's it.
Well, you know, Beholder Doodle's been 2 classes for a long time now. So long. It's time to dip into a 3rd class. Beholder Doodle is now...
He has no class.
Beholder Doodle is now Rogue 3, Fighter 2, and Ranger 1.
Oh, what? Hell yeah!
What does Ranger 1 give you?
Why are you doing this?
Because I have to live until level 20. I have a plan.
It's so fun. Bachman didn't know that we were doing the Kickstarter, which has, again, killer character tier again. Way too much money. Way too much money, by the way. But again, if you have a lot of money, it ain't a big deal to you. But yet, he's made the character that he constantly says can't die, because he's planned out a level 20 Batman character as we started at level 1. Which I respect.
No one would dare. No one would dare. You get a couple of things at level 1. It's not super exciting, but I get athletics, or I took athletics for proficiency. Favored enemy.
Clown.
I chose clown. I chose humanoids. And then I remember briefly.
You choose humanoids? I didn't know you could do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Why did you not choose that? Everything's humanoid.
Exactly. And we referenced werewolves. I feel like somebody said werewolves like one time.
Yeah, we said they're not real.
Oh, okay. Because I chose werewolves for one of the.
Right, right. That's yes, yes.
Bro, yeah. You are a werewolf.
Were gator.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What? So it's human. Do you get two favorite enemies?
You have advantage on blah, blah, blah. You gain this feature. You also learn one language of your choice spoken by your favorite enemies if they speak one at all. I chose common. Good to know. I didn't choose one yet.
I was like, I know he's joking. Don't correct him. I know he's joking.
You choose one additional favorite enemy as well as an associated language at 6th and 14th level. So I guess I don't know what these other three pulldowns are for.
Is this that weird thing that we always get confused about by you? The difference between level and character level? Like, I assume you need to be Ranger 6 to have a second favorite enemy, but I have no fucking idea.
Yeah, but I mean, like, this is only giving me the first level Ranger stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm messing with it, like, then it's like I can have it, I would assume, in D&D Beyond. We'll skip all that shit. I can learn a language. If anybody has any suggestions, whatever. But then also a natural explorer, which means I get a bunch of bonuses in the mountains that will probably never come into play.
Hell yeah. As we end the episode, let's leave the mountains.
Oh, man. I did ask what the surrounding area was last episode, and we said its surrounding area was mountains. So.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to get that overland speed back that I missed from Rolling Twin Ties.
Oh, nice, bro.
Hell yeah. Yes. Is it just me or do we make great time?
Yeah. That's it.
All right. Everybody went. Everyone's good. Everyone's happy.
Michael, what'd you get, bud? It's so rude that we never ask you.
I didn't level up. I forgot. I'm so sorry.
What? Oh,
Michael got never prepared. Michael got a fulfilled Kickstarter.
Yay.
We got that too.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, should we check? Can we check yet?
Yeah, let's look at it real quick.
It was pretty high before.
I mean, it might not have gotten a lot more.
Oh, my God.
Oh my god.
It's gross. Wait, go.
It's
love
back
down
to 8,000. No. It's 13,245.
Wow.
Guys, you guys are freaking killing it.
You guys are killing it. We're going to be able to buy a couple extra things than we thought we could buy. And we won't have to make do on 9 other things. And we might be able to go to a dinner. We're going to have a fun dinner now.
We're going to get Taco Bell DoorDashed, y'all.
Dude, from 5 minutes away.
Yeah, part of me wants to do like
from M&M's Taco Bell in his basement.
Yes, from his house, from his basement.
Part of me wants to do for the stretch goals, and again, we don't plan on doing many, but having like on the left side the real ones, on the right side the fun ones. Meaning we go to the good Taco Bell, we get extra.
Yeah, not the one near us.
Yeah, we
extra
get
nacho cheese.
Exactly, we get guacamole on our Chipotle orders. We upgrade from Taco Bell to the local Mexican restaurants, and then once we go higher, it's like we go back down to Taco Bell, but we get a lot of it.
Could we have, if we get super, super stretch goal, let's reach out to Nelly and have him come and play fucking D&D with us.
Nelly, go play D&D with us.
Why? Is there a reason? Nelly.
Nelly's from St. Louis.
He's from St. Louis.
You bitch. You know nothing about the rap game.
But is he in St. Louis?
Yeah, he frequently like travels to St. Louis. He does shows in the Ozarks sometimes down.
Do you think he plays D&D?
I think if we paid Nelly, he'd come play D&D with us.
You know what we could do? We could invite some of the mini wrestlers around here.
Yes.
Warhorse, Dan the Dad.
Dan the Dad!
Eddie Kingston is going to be here next month. We'll see what's up.
I got a question about Nelly. Is it Nelly the rapper? Are we talking Nelly Furtado?
All of them.
Are we talking Nelly Korda, the professional golfer?
Yeah, all of them. All three.
Nelly the rapper.
Thank you so much, everyone. Obviously.
You gotta do the dice.
Questionable decision to do the episode while the Kickstarter's open. But I think that was the right call.
I feel good about it.
It's a lot of good energy. Thank you so much.
It was fun.
It was fun. So let's go also. Do the dice giveaway. You have a few more moments, gang.
I hope I fucking win.
We should say.
I haven't entered. Hold on.
The Kickstarter is 21 days long, so it's not, it is a shorter than normal one.
Yeah.
So do that. It's going to end also during a stream.
Yep. So you have pretty much exactly 3 weeks. Congratulations to Moparian 0604. You have won the beautiful dice. Piss.
Okay. Well, thank you so much to Die Hard Dice, and thank you everybody for jumping on that Kickstarter. Go to Kickstarter or geeklyinc.com/Kickstarter for a quick link there, or just search for Greetings Adventurers 10-year anniversary extravaganza. I think that would work too. Or, you know, any single one of those words is how I would do it. I would just
go to year, Twitter, you know.
Just search a year. That would probably work.
Yeah, search the word year.
But but thank you everybody so much for running over there and checking that out. Please check out the good content that we have on there as well. There's fun stuff, there's amazing art. And we appreciate you for helping us get funded in how many minutes?
34.
46? Oh.
34 minutes. Amazing.
I mean, it was within 46 minutes.
That is true, too.
If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. And I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
All righty. Well, thanks, everybody. Until next time, keep it dicey.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.